This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Omar Khan. Omar opines for the first time since the Steelers' horrible finish to the season. Actually, first time he's talked since before the start of last season, as per the Steelers' ridiculous policy on general managers not talking. The Cowboys owner does a press conference after every game, and the man that runs the Steelers isn't available until the combine, which makes absolutely no sense. Ben Cherington does a show every week on our station during the Pirates season. Now, a lot of times he fills it up with complete gobbledygook, but at least he's available and talking. So I think that is absurd, but that's really not why we're here to debate Steelers policy. It's to talk about what the GM actually said. And here is my takeaway on this conundrum, this quarterback dilemma that is going to get sorted out between now and, you would think, March 10th when the start of free agency begins. He said all options are on the table. Ideally, they'd want one of these two guys back. Tell me if you guys agree or disagree with this. He has absolutely very little to no say in it. I think Omar Khan right now, my opinion on him has changed a little bit. I think he's pretty much just a mouthpiece for the owner and coach. If Omar goes into a meeting with those two guys and said, this is my plan at quarterback, I think, as Donnie likes to say, all right, thanks, Omar. We'll take it under consideration. We'll think about it. Is he going to overrule Tomlin? No. Is he going to overrule Art? No. Do they respect his opinion on football as much as they respected Kevin's? No. That's why Andy Weidel's here. So he's a guy that I think if Mike says, hey, I like Matthew Stafford, Omar's the type of dude that does two things. He looks at how he can make the numbers work, and he looks at how he can facilitate the deal to get the player. That's what he does.
You're saying he doesn't even do a value judgment of this is what we should give up. It's basically, we want this guy, I have to make it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
When Mike says he likes the guy, that means we collectively, or if Art says he likes the guy. I mean, I think in this case, if it were just a question of between the two quarterbacks that they had last year, let's leave Kyle Allen out of these proceedings, I do think Omar would be aligned with Mike. I think Art is now the lone wolf, the lone ranger, with Tonto and Silver on the Russell Wilson camp or bandwagon. So if that is where they go, I think we should be pinning this completely on Art, that's how it ends up. Like, Russ is already working out in Steelers gear. If he really actually comes back, you can basically say Art Rooney did this. They can obfuscate. They can do their "we all collectively made this decision" crap to protect each other. But we know if Russell Wilson's back, who wanted him? The owner did. If Fields is the guy that they actually bring back on some sort of deal, I do think you can reasonably point to more of a consensus among Mike, Andy, and Omar. But to your overall point, is he like essentially a figurehead? I don't know if I'm ready to go that far because I think some of the things they've done in recent drafts suggest that, no, he and Andy kind of have gotten their way a little bit more than Mike has.
Well, but I think in terms of, like, being able to pull things off, you know, getting aggressive, moving up and down, him having more information for the coach. Like, right now, I think here's what Omar's doing as a GM. He's figuring out what both of those guys, what the valuation is on them. Here's what we can get Russ for. Here's what we can get Justin Fields for. He does the legwork on that, then he brings it to Art and he brings it to Mike.
Like somebody making a briefing for a politician. Here's the threat assessment or whatever. Here are our options. What do you want to do?
He's the one that's talking to Russ's agent. He's the one that's talking to Fields' agent. That's not Mike or Art. That's what he does as GM. But when because I had Donnie go and do this, give me all the moves that Omar's made since he's taken over as GM. I'm looking at these moves and I'm thinking to myself, can I really harangue him for this or praise him for it? He's just doing the bidding. He was hired because the owner and the coach are comfortable with him.
Then what moves could he have made that wouldn't ultimately be assumed to be the coach's or the owner's or both wishes? Like if that's the auspices under which he was hired, then nothing's his job.
I think you give him credit when they're able to pull off things. Like last
year. But no player evaluation. If you like a player they drafted, he was just the guy submitting the card, not the guy who decided to draft the player.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you disagree with that?
I mean, that's at least a more honest way to do it than all the bad players are drafted by the coach, all the good players I like are drafted by the GM, which has, I think, been like the norm for a long time here. If you just say the players are the coach's business and he's the one really drafting them and he and the owner are consulting and then Omar's doing their bidding.
I mean, you've heard the way that Omar's talked about Mike.
Yes, they all talk about him like he's the actual owner of the team up to and including the owner, which I think is a ridiculous way to go about this, especially given the complete lack of results they've gotten. Omar certainly doesn't do himself and it doesn't do anything when he talks about Mike to dispel the notion that he has a much more minor voice in that room. He's very deferential whenever Mike's name comes up. Other GMs fire coaches. Howie Roseman, oh, you're coaching the team and I don't like the job you're doing? Your ass is on the street.
Now, I think what he's able to do is if Mike really likes, say, Matthew Stafford, I think Omar finds a way to make the money work and finds a way to negotiate with the Rams in ways that Kevin Colbert was either unwilling or just didn't feel like doing. I think that's the difference between their old structure of the organization and what they have now. So I do think there's an evolution process there. Like, I actually do take him at his word when he says all options are on the table. I think that he believes in his mind, whatever they decide, Art and Mike, I believe I can make it work. If those guys came up, if they made up their mind, and this isn't going to happen, but just hypothetically speaking, follow me on this. If they decided that they really liked Cam Ward, I think Omar would be like, all right, I'll put the trade package together that allows for us to go up and get him. And I'll have a good idea or a good handle on like where I need to move up to in order to make sure that we get him.
He's taking orders then. He's not giving them. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Saying he's taken orders, he's not given them.
I mean, it's not like Kyle Dubas with the Penguins, I guess, is like to make a comparison in town. I think he holds a ton of cards. I think this GM holds one or two.
I mean, you're making it sound, it's almost like you think the assistant GM here might hold more cards or sway because he's more of a football guy.
When it comes to like the way that players get ranked.
The actual players that they want, Weidel has more agency. And then it's Omar's job to facilitate.
Oh, I think that
calling the play, you run the play.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
And your opinion has changed on this because of what? Or was it always ultimately this?
No, I came in here thinking, like, how am I going to react to what Omar says?
And no, but, like, did you think Omar at the start of his tenure actually had sway and juice to do it his way?
Not really. Not really, because I figured that Mike wouldn't have wanted him promoted or hired unless he could walk all over him and get his way.
And we know that in the history of the Rooneys, there's been one GM coach power struggle in our lifetimes, and the coach won it.
I mean, like, this is just my opinion. I think if Omar were left to his own devices, he would not want Russell Wilson or Justin Fields back.
Would he go out? If you think he was left to his own devices, do you think he'd trade for Matt Stafford?
I think he might.
Well, I mean, that might align, though, with what Mike and Art want to do.
But my point is, I think he says something like, ideally, we're going to bring one of these guys back. Not because Omar thinks that's what's necessarily best for the team. That's what his boss wants. And pick whoever boss that is. He's a puppet in this whole game. He's absolutely a puppet.
You're doing like the Blazing Saddles, Mongo Pawn in Game of Life.
Donnie, do you disagree with me on anything here? I mean, I'm kind of like trying to do, I guess, a start of the show where we're talking about how the sausage gets made. But that's how I feel here, that he's just an extension of what the owner and the coach want.
It just sounds like you've only like said that full on just now, but it doesn't sound like you've ever really harbored a different opinion about him. The day he was hired, or elevated to this position, it sounds like you felt like this was always the arrangement.
Yes.
I mean, the only pushback I would say on at least the Mike front is my significant understanding of the situation when they drafted Jones, which obviously hasn't worked out, is that if Mike was the one telling Omar what to do, Joey Porter Jr. would have been picked at 17. And that Omar and Andy, and maybe even Art, which would, I guess, nullify this a little bit, but definitely Omar and Andy, were able to kind of convince Mike behind the scenes that he could have his cake and eat it too, that everybody could win.
And if they weren't able to do that, who do you think they would have picked in the first round that year?
I think that's kind of the point, though. I think they moved Mike off his spot and they won battle.
But that's what I mean. Like, that's his job as a general manager, I think, is to get information for his coach.
No, but I think like in so doing, like they had to convince him that their information was good is my point. So they won the argument with him by convincing him we're trading up and getting this guy and waiting for your guy.
And that's one of the things I believe that sets him apart from Kevin. I don't think it would have gone that way with Kevin. I think they would have just picked who they decided was the best player for that spot, tried to have the best of both worlds.
Part of the problem with this, or maybe the bigger problem with this, Donnie, I know I'm cutting into your time here. This feels like I'm taking over from the judge here tomorrow and Judge Donnie. But I just do think the owner is still where the buck all stops here. The owner has watched like diminishing results. He doesn't look at them that way, but they haven't gotten a lot of results. The owner is the one who gives so much agency and power to the head coach. The owner's not looking at this honestly. If he just promotes a GM who's really going to do the bidding, like then they really didn't have like a change in their power structure, other than maybe Kevin and Mike had worked for so long together that there was more of a collaborative process. But they were basically one mind. We've all said that.
Donnie, do you think Omar's going to have a big say in who their next quarterback is?
I think he won't have as much as Tomlin or Rooney, but I do think he has done more than you're letting on.
So you think he'd break a tie? Like, let's say that Art wants Russ and Tomlin wants Fields. You think Omar's vote there would sway it?
Who else would they go to? Weidel to break the tie?
I mean, I think they'd listen to him because they employ him as GM, but I don't know if they'd actually take his advice.
I feel like given the way that they have approached the draft under him and last year in free agency, that first week, that was more than the Steelers have ever done. Not only in my lifetime, but in your lifetime,
sure,
too.
But if you had to guess, who do you think wanted Patrick Queen? Omar Khan or Mike Tomlin?
Tomlin.
Right. Well, I think Mike
So I think he's just doing his bidding. That's what I think it is.
I think Omar probably, though, saw Patrick Queen at the price they got him for as more palatable.
Bingo, and I think that's what I guess we're all saying the same thing here. Like, I think Omar is able to facilitate those things. He'd be like, actually, Mike, I've talked to his agent. We can get him for this price point. All right, let's go do it.
I mean, I'll believe
I think he's great at, like, working that angle of the job and having great communication with agents and other teams, and that's his skill set, along with being able to work numbers great.
I'll believe that Omar has more of a say if they stop drafting running backs before like the third or fourth.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.